It seemed to me that the two men together might spearhead a new movement in Latin American politics, and that this movement might form the foundation of changes that could affect every nation on the planet. These men were not Castros or Gaddafis. They were not associated with Russia or China, or, as in Allende's case, with the International Socialist Movement. They were popular, intelligent, charismatic leaders who were pragmatic instead of dogmatic. They were nationalistic, but not anti-American. If corporatocracy was built on three pillars, major corporations, international banks, and colluding governments, Roldós and Torrijos held out the possibility of removing the pillar of government collusion. A major part of the Roldós platform was what came to be known as the hydrocarbons policy. This policy was based on the premise that Ecuador's greatest potential resource was petroleum, and that all future exploitation of that resource should be done in a manner that would bring the greatest benefit to the largest percentage of the population. Roldós was a firm believer in the state's obligation to assist the poor and disenfranchised. He expressed hope that the hydrocarbons policy could in fact be used as a vehicle for bringing about social reform. He had to walk a fine line, however, because he knew that in Ecuador, as in so many other countries, he could not be elected without the support of at least some of the most influential families, and that even if he should manage to win without them, he would never see his programs implemented without their support. I was personally relieved that Carter was in the White House during this critical time. Despite pressures from Texaco and other oil interests, Washington stayed pretty much out of the picture. I knew this would not have been the case under most other administrations, Republican or Democrat. More than any other issue, I believe it was the hydrocarbons policy that convinced Ecuadorians to send Jaime Roldós to the presidential palace in Quito, their first democratically elected president after a long line of dictators. He outlined the basis of this policy in his August 10, 1979 inaugural address. "We must take effective measures to defend the energy resources of the nation. The state must maintain the diversification of its exports and not lose its economic independence. Our decisions will be inspired solely by national interests and in the unrestricted defense of our sovereign rights."